On Sunday morning, U.S. President Donald Trump announced a U.S. military operation in northwest Syria successfully targeted and eliminated Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead.
In a rare Sunday address here at the White House, the president says American intelligence found the Islamic State leader in northwestern Syria. Commandos stormed a compound a few miles from the Turkish border and chased him into a dead-end tunnel, where the president says a whimpering al-Baghdadi set off a suicide vest.
He died like a dog. He died like a coward.
Al-Baghdadi's killing is a big foreign policy win for a president already being criticized for pulling American troops back in Syria and facing impeachment proceedings at home. He's suggesting it's more significant than the Obama administration's takedown of Osama bin Laden. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Turkey's army says Kurdish fighters killed one Turkish soldier and wounded five others amid a shaky truce in northern Syria. The latest death brings its military death toll to 11 since the launch of its cross-border operation. A 150-hour truce, brokered by Russia, allowing Syrian Kurdish fighters to complete their withdrawal, runs out Tuesday evening. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he wants a broad national unity government amid political deadlock over forming a government following last month's elections. Speaking to his cabinet, he says such a coalition is essential for Israel to face what he said were mounting security challenges around the region. Netanyahu's challenger, former Army Chief Benny Gantz, is currently trying to form a government after Netanyahu failed at his attempt. For news on the go, download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Thousands of Iraqi protesters stood fast in Baghdad's